study,
and play come together on a Windows 11 PC.
And for a limited time, college students get
the best of both worlds.
Get the Unreal College Deal. Everything you need to study and play with select Windows 11 PCs. Eligible students get a year of Microsoft 365 Premium and a year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with a custom color Xbox wireless controller. Learn more at windows.com/student offer. While supplies last, ends June 30th. Terms at aka.ms/college PC.
The Stanley Cup Final on ABC is more than a quest for the cup. It's 134 years of putting it all on the line and the heaviest 35 pounds ever lifted. It's broken curses and broken hearts. But for those chasing it, it's everything. The only question is, who will take it? You just have to watch The Stanley Cup Final, presented by GEICO, on ABC and the ESPN app.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
I am a bad man.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Less neat. This is a bad man.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Rams started calling the Browns about Myles Garrett in 2022.
Earlier on the show, Seahawks wide receiver Cooper Kupp, Rams general manager Les Snead. Coming up, actor and comedian Patton Oswalt. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Phone lines are lit. We're about to take all your phone calls best we can. A.J. Brown has spoken in his new spot. Jared Verse has shown up in Cleveland. Myles Garrett was in Los Angeles already. We talked about that with Les Snead, the man who brought Myles Garrett here. We also spoke about the possibility of Aaron Donald returning to action. Not only with Les we talk about that with, but also Cooper Kupp in hour number one. He said he's already texted Aaron Donald. He's not allowed to do that. As he said, he nipped it in the bud. So run, tell that. Essentially, all 3 hours of this show can be viewed through our Disney Plus page. Once it's all over, we've got our YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. The Disney Plus portal also is how you can, watch a new series that I'm throwing out for everybody to enjoy called This Was SportsCenter. It starts Friday. It's 6 episodes in length, and it's part of the Disney Plus Throwback Summer campaign, because we are going down memory lane together. You and I, anybody who's taking in that program, will just be taken down memory lane from the old SportsCenter days. Me and 6 of my colleagues from back in the day. First one up on Monday is Dan Patrick. On Friday, on June 5th, is the one-on-one with Dan Patrick. Monday, June 8th, it'll be me with Chris Berman. And then once a week, every single Friday, a new episode will drop, as the kids say. Disney Plus, the ESPN app, the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel is how you can watch it. And I would love for you to watch it, because it's done with a lot of love and care, of making sure that you see old footage, old school SportsCenter commercials. Mike Hoskins, who is at the controls right now for the Rich Eisen Show every single day, as he is as our coordinating producer, he expertly edited and produced it as well. And please watch it. If you can't, you can listen to it wherever you get your podcast, because it's a great conversation, if I may say so myself. That is coming your way on Friday, and we're going to start dropping little tidbits and teasers and trailers and things like that, and hopefully you'll take it all in. Patton Oswalt is in our green room. Very funny man coming out here in hour number three in just about 20 minutes time.
Let's go.
We'll chop it up with him. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Corey in Baltimore has been waiting for a while to talk with us. What's up, Corey in Baltimore? What's going on?
Hi, how you doing today, Rich?
What's going on?
I'm calling to do a win-loss prediction for my Ravens.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Okay, yeah. Have we had that yet, gents? Anybody?
Ravens.
I don't believe we've had that yet.
I don't remember.
Baltimore Ravens. Let me get my paperwork ready. I believe our control room has gotten the Baltimore Ravens schedule ready. Are you ready, Jason?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, Corey in Baltimore. This is the first one that I've had for a Ravens fan calling in. The win-loss game, what happens when the Ravens open up in Indianapolis in week one?
That's a win.
What happens when the Saints visit in week two?
Oh, that's a win.
All right. What happens down in Rio de Janeiro? Late window on CBS. Tony Romo going, in Rio, Jim.
Yeah.
Against the Cowboys. What happens?
Cowboys suck. That's a win.
Whoa. Whoa. Was that Portuguese?
It was gibberish is what it was.
Good one. The Titans visit Baltimore in week four.
That's a loss.
Whoa. So you're going to beat the Cowboys in Rio, but come home and lose to the Titans? Is that what you're saying?
I'm looking at previous history. When the Titans come to Baltimore, we have never beaten them. So.
Yeah, I'm about to bet. Ed George is not walking through that door. Oh, good enough. All right, 3-1 at the Falcons on a Sunday night.
Oh, that's a win.
4-1 at the Browns.
Oh, that's a win.
5-1 home for the Bengals.
Oh, that's a loss.
5-2 at the Bills.
I'll say that's a loss also.
5-3 home for the Jaguars on a Thursday night.
That's a win.
Home for the Chargers on a Monday night.
I'll say that's a win.
7-3 at the Panthers.
Oh, this is a tricky one. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I'll say that's a loss.
7-4 at the Texans.
That's a win.
8-4 off the bye, home for the Bucks. Ooh, careful.
I'll say that's an overtime win.
All right, squeeze one out, in other words. Yes. At the Steelers.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
This guy.
Tyler Lube avenges his mistake. That's a win.
All right, 3 wins in a row. Home for the Browns.
Oh, that's a win.
11-4 at the Bengals on a Thursday night.
Oh, and that's New Year's Eve. We're splitting that. That's a win.
And then home for the Steelers.
Oh, that's a win.
13-4, says Corey in Baltimore. Thanks for the call, Corey.
Hey, you're welcome.
I think that's a bit, and I'm high on I'm high on the Ravens. 13-4, I think, is a bit pie in the sky, don't you think?
It's a little high.
Will anybody win the division with more than 11 wins?
I would say a 12 and
I don't think so. How does that sound?
That's tough.
This is a tough division. It's going to beat each other up, and
I think someone gets to 12. That's okay. That's the match,
and that will get the win.
Yeah,
I think 12 wins wins this division.
Yeah.
You know, AJ Brown a diehard Patriot fan in the same way Kyrie Irving always rooted for the Nets?
Stop it.
Probably.
That is no. Kyrie was from New Jersey, though.
Stop it.
Kyrie was from New Jersey.
Yeah, does he have pictures of himself in Nets gear?
How do I know that's
Maybe
a real
does.
Picture? AI is amazing. I watched Mr. T just beat up Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai on a video 10 minutes
he ago. He took pictures of pictures.
Look, man.
What does that mean?
They could do that, too.
Pictures of pictures.
It means there was no digital copy.
Oh, okay.
It was a picture from a photo album.
No, he's been doing that for years, like before artificial intelligence. Don't you remember? Vrabel said he was showing that. Those pictures to him when they was in Tennessee of him wearing old jerseys. No,
I don't remember that. Why would I remember being a hater?
Well, he says he can't stop pinching himself that he's now a Patriot and he's already starting to practice with him.
Just talking to my mom and I was like, man, I'm still in awe. You know, I'm trying to adjust and you know walking up the hill with the uniform on. I was like, man, this is real. You know, and caught myself one point in practice, wasn't paying attention because I was like, dang, I'm a Patriot, you know? You know, and just trying to take it all in as much as I can. You know, obviously, I got back to work quickly, but it's levels to it. And I'm, like I said, I'm enjoying it. It's obviously, I know this ain't heaven, but, you know, it's close to it.
Close to heaven.
Oh.
Huh.
like Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Is this heaven? No, it's Foxborough.
Did you hear that Julian Edelman gave him the blessing to wear 11?
I did hear that.
And he said, no, he's gonna start his own tradition wearing number one. Wearing number one. Who was the last? It was Cam Newton the last one?
Jalen Polk were number one.
Ah, so.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go but up here.
Didn't work out much for
Mr. Polk. Look at him, one hand grabbing and number
all
one.
The videos yesterday were arousing.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, if part of the reason why he's not in Philadelphia anymore is because he had a falling out with the quarterback and they weren't on the same page and they weren't, you know, on the same page personally is how much they used to be same paging personally. And, you know, obviously I am purposefully using same page for a guy who famously read a book on the sideline.
Yeah.
Because I'm weaving tapestries.
Of course.
I don't just make points. So if that was part of the reason why he's now in New England, how is he vibing with Drake May?
Everything, man. You know, I was watching him today. You know, obviously, you know, I'm learning the plays and getting out there with him. You know, he can make any throw. He's very poised. Like today in the meeting, I would say he kind of took over to me. You know, Josh was speaking and he, you know, kind of cut Josh off, not in a rude way, but, you know, he just kind of took over, you know, and that's, it says so much from a young guy, you know, to know what he's talking about, number one, and to lead, you know, and to be the voice of this team. So, you know, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that was impressive. You know, obviously, I heard great things about him, but that part alone tells me a lot about him and how much he loves his job and, you know, he studies and everything. So, yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't be more excited.
Is this as good as it's going to get?
No.
TJ?
No.
Is this as good as it's going to get?
What? Probably not.
But he's so first blush excited to be there, and but he and his quarterback are vibing. And, huh?
What happens around, you know, week eight when things aren't going his way, right? When he hasn't gotten the ball 10 times a game, when they're winning games, but it's the offense isn't running through him. Then that's when you're going to see.
Hmm.
Guess what? If the offense isn't running through him, we're not winning games.
You won games last year without him.
A ton of
what
games
are you talking
last
about?
Year.
You went to the Super Bowl.
What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Come on now.
If the offense isn't running through
a wide receiver,
if he's not
you're
getting,
not winning
if he,
games?
If he's not getting the ball, and if he's to a point where he's disgruntled, they're not going to be winning games in spite of that. Okay? He's there to be a major part of the offense. And to electrify and stretch the field and be the man.
Let me tell you something.
So they're not going to win games with him not doing that.
The offense is going to run through the quarterback. That happens everywhere. But the offense, if it's going to run through anybody, you know who he's going to run through? I'll tell you who's going to run through. Travion Henderson. That's who he's going to run through. Whatever the heck last year was where it took some time to ramp up and they kept going back to Ramondre.
Two-headed monster.
Ramondre will be out there unless Matt Rife takes him out in a softball game.
Geez.
What the hell was he thinking?
Wasn't.
Hey, comedians in softball games, don't try and be funny in the base paths. Did you see that video? My heart was in my throat when I saw that. But anyway, I shouldn't go all in on Pete. I don't know. You're playing softball, you lose your head, I guess. Listen, And by the way, Patriots running backs
doing
charity events.
Yeah, let's stop that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I flipped out when I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
But Travion Henderson, he's going to take this thing over. Year two for him is going to be something. So it's going to run from the run game. Let's make sure the kid holds on to it, though. Your quarterback.
I have zero worries and concerns.
You should have
about
no
Drake
worries.
May.
I get it. But
Cake May.
AJ Brown being there as a 1,200-yard receiver, I'm all in. But the offense running through him, come on now.
No, TJ was saying we're going to be winning games with him like having two catches. That isn't going to happen. There will not be a game
where
the Patriots win.
What if
he's not heavily involved?
Catching six and seven.
He was going to be
that's
traded.
That's the thing, too. Romeo Doubs is on this team, man. And Pop Douglas. He doesn't have to do it himself. This isn't like you had your cupboard was bare to begin with. That throw dropped into Booty against the Texans.
Not a great wide receiver room.
Okay.
Drake May made those guys look so good last year. I don't think we really understand that.
Okay.
They fully upgrade with A.J. Brown and Romeo Doubs in addition to all those guys. Kayshon Booty's going to get traded.
Week 8 is at Dolphins, by the way. You think so? Kayshawn Booty's going to get traded?
Yeah, I think so.
Why? Suddenly they're such a bumper crop that they could just send
talented receivers elsewhere? AJ Brown market corrects what Kayshawn Booty does.
Okay. Good to know. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, especially since, you know, and especially since I know in the baseball world, there's an owner who's trying to figure things out. So there's that.
Well, when you score two runs, you're not going to win a lot of games.
No, but they're working on it. They're figuring things out. May not know. Some people don't understand how deep a man and caring John Henry is. I just listened to Big Poppy.
You know,
this guy, he's on it.
I love Big Poppy. I don't know how much
he's on it. Big Poppy says this guy's on it. And you don't understand him. You should understand him better, Chris. Yeah. Take some time to understand John Henry better. Will you please?
I would love a face-to-face with John Henry.
What would you say to him?
Sell the team.
No, he's not gonna.
That's the advice.
He's not gonna.
That I would give.
Don't say.
Okay, great. How about this one?
Let's go.
Open your checkbook.
Okay. Now that's better.
Stop being cheap. Stop letting Hall of Fame players now enter the Hall of Fame with other teams.
Okay.
Like the science guy.
See, that's better than sell the team. He's not selling the team. Tom Werner's not going to walk out that door. This is part of a crown jewel of their building conglomerate of owning teams internationally.
Actually not. They care more about the soccer team and the golf stuff now.
But Big Poppy says otherwise. You don't believe him?
You know, I don't.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
By the way, I am going to continue to do this. Heads up.
I get it.
Anytime you get really overly excited about the New England Patriots and A.J. Brown and everything else, I'm going to remind you that Big Poppy says that the guy that you really think doesn't care about your team is somebody you just don't understand or take the time to understand.
Yeah, we lost to the Orioles again, so.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Let's bring Patton Oswalt out right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before we do that, though, when it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the right products and that meet your needs, and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. Patton Oswalt is here next on the Rich Eisen Show. We're going to have a fun, good time in a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Save money on your next oil change with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Rich Eisen here. You ever notice what happens when something big rolls into your city? A major tournament, a can't-miss concert, a high-stakes playoff game. Suddenly, fans are everywhere. Feels like everyone's trying to get in. Streets are packed. Hotels book up fast. And finding a place to stay? Not so easy. That's exactly why this can be a smart moment to think about your own space. If you're planning to be away, you can list your space on Airbnb while all of that's going on and earn some extra cash at the same time. You're not changing your routine. You're just making the most of the moment. From my years on the road, I can tell you what people are looking for during these big events. A comfortable home base. Something that feels like their own space in the middle of all the action. And when options are limited, places like yours could really stand out. So if you've ever thought about listing your space, this is a great time to give it a shot. When your city is at its busiest, your home could be exactly what someone is looking for. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
talking about Tea and Scotch, which is a new comedy special of Patton Oswalt, who's here on the Rich Eisen Show to talk about it. It's the Guerrilla Comedy Plus, and is going to premiere on the 800-pound Gorillas YouTube channel June 9th here on the program. What was the first comedy special you ever put together?
The first one I ever did was a half hour for HBO in 97. It was a half hour comedies when they would pick like six comedians.
Sure.
I got to do one of those. And then an hour for Comedy Central, an hour for Showtime, hour for Epix, four more for
I haven't heard that.
Remember Epix?
EPIX.
EPIX.
Scoring at home.
Is it Epix or Starz that has a really good show on right now? Like Amadeus? I think it might be Starz.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
With a Z for those scoring.
Starz with a Z, yes, and Epix with an X.
Yes, indeed.
Because we're in showbiz, right, Rich?
The business of show.
Yeah. Pat. That's Rich with a Q, by the way.
It's an odd spelling, but I get it.
And then four more for Netflix, and now I'm doing this new platform, Guerrilla Plus.
Yeah.
And they put out amazing comedians, Beth Stelling and David Cross, and, you know.
Oh, we had David Cross here a couple months ago.
Oh, you did?
He is so damn funny.
Man. Yeah.
So who are you? Who are you? Were your comedians that you were, you know, cutting your teeth with back in the day?
Before I started, it was anyone my age. Mm-hmm. Before I ever set foot on stage, it was people like Carlin, Pryor, Steve Martin. Like those were my
guideposts. Stars.
Yes, but once I started, it was my circle of friends. So it was Blaine Kapatch, David Cross, Brian Posehn, Karen Kilgariff, Sarah Silverman. You know, people like that.
Sure.
It was, hang on, there's no cough button on TV, is there?
Go ahead, just do what you need to do. Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? When I'm hit with a bad cough, I reach for Rich Eisen Show water.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's super refreshing. It has an extra hydrogen molecule in it for extra refreshment.
I'm with you, man. There's something going on in the air anyway. So
yeah, there is stuff in the air.
So you were saying,
I had
Silverman for a while too. Huh?
Oh yeah, I mean it was always that circle of people around me, Zach Galifianakis and Tenacious D. We were all coming up through like Largo back in the day.
Sure.
And it was really, really helpful to have people around me that were so much funnier than me because you would always be trying to get better and work better rather than. There's nothing worse than being the funniest person in your circle.
Sure.
Because you just don't grow. So I always had people around me, Andy Kindler and, you know, that were just so quick and funny. Todd Glass, who's a force of nature. So, you know, always having those kind of people around me made me so much funnier.
You know, and getting ready for your interview, because I'm a lead pipe welding professional, Pat, is I was, you know, going down some memory lane.
Were you going through the microfiche files?
The microfiche. Again,
Did you send someone down to the clip files?
I saw you on Seinfeld. You were working the video store when George is coming up trying to get breakfast at Tiffany's. He's trying to rent it and it's not there. And you walked away from the computer screen.
Yep.
And he tried to sneak the address of where it was?
He wanted to go to the person's house to watch it because they had rented it. By the way, isn't it weird that what we're talking about now is, hey, I watched you on this old sitcom and there's a generation like, a what? And then it's like, and in the scene, you're working in a video store.
That's right.
A what? Where are you working?
I know.
And it was, it's a scene where Jason Alexander doesn't want to read the book for his book club, wants to rent the movie. The movie's been rented out, and he's bothering me to go tell me who rented the thing out. So he sneaks their address and then goes to their house and tries to talk his way into their apartment and watch Breakfast at Tiffany's with his family. It's the weirdest. Again, that show was amazing.
And so this was around the time where you were doing this stand-up that we're referring to,
yeah,
right?
This was in 94. I was kind of doing little rooms like the Largo and the Diamond Club and the M Bar. And I just was starting to get seen by people because that was the new kind of scene bubbling up.
But that had to be huge for you to be on a show Jerry Seinfeld is putting on the air, man.
Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David, and I'm in a scene with Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
And this is 1994. When being on a sitcom, like, you didn't have 9,000 entertainment options. And it was like the sixth season of Seinfeld. People were watching it. Like, it was, oh, we saw you last night. Like, the next day, I saw you last night. Yeah, yeah. I was on TV.
Right.
I remember, by the way, did you ever work retail when you were young?
Absolutely, of course.
Okay. I got the job on Seinfeld because of my retail experience.
What do you mean?
Well, when I was doing the audition, and Sir Larry David is playing the George character, and he's, you know, bugging me like, "Hey, is there someone? Can you tell me the address? I can do it." And I didn't realize I did this. He told me later. He goes, "You unconsciously did this. Looked around, like, what other employee can I give this guy to?" Which is what you do in retail when there's someone bad at the counter. And you're like, "Yeah, sir. Let me. You know who can help you with that?" You know, because you don't want to. And I didn't even realize I did it. It wasn't an acting choice. It was my panic instinct from my years in retail of get rid of this guy and hand him to someone else. And it made them both laugh in the room, and that's how I got the job.
Is that somebody who was looking for a pair of pants that you didn't have them, and they're like, you know, let me go to the house and ask for the pants back. Same exact thing, huh? Pretty much.
Oh my God, yeah, that is kind of what he's. Oh, they already sold their. Let me go to their house, give me their address, and I will convince them to give me the pants.
What a wild scenario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To actually do that, and I imagine that's the first time you meet Larry David. Is that? And you stayed in touch, or
we didn't really stay in touch.
I mean, Curb,
we all, he was this legendary stand up that the other comedians, when he was doing stand up, he was legendary for not only having awful sets, but he would have the kind of awful sets where when he went on stage, every other comedian ran into the room to see, like, what is he going to do? He's going to do something so. He's going to torpedo this in such a epic way that it'll be talked about. So every comedian, like, worshipped him. And so we were aware of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess over the years, and also, you know, I still am friends with Jeff Garlin, mm-hmm. and a lot of the people that work on the Larry David show. So they brought me in to do an episode of that, which
right.
was really, really fun.
Where you played his CPA.
CPA, and I'm trying to, I have lied my way in a very George Costanza-like way. I have lied my way into the good graces of a very beautiful woman who thinks that I'm a competitive eater. Mm. And I convinced her that I'm in a hot dog eating contest, and she really wants to see me in the hot dog eating contest. And so I somehow, through a series of horrible mistakes, I pull Larry into the contest. Now he has to do it. And the last shot is us shoving hot dogs into our face.
I had told that kid on Seinfeld,
yeah,
one day you're going to be jamming hot dogs down your gullet next to Larry David.
You only have a line this time, but you just wait 24 years.
That's right.
You will be sitting next to the creator of this show, shoving hot dogs into your mouth, multiple takes.
My favorite scenes from Curb back in the day were Larry behind his desk, somebody comes into his office and they have a conversation, and I'm always wondering what's real and what's on the page and what isn't, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You had one of them in a very classic scene.
Yes. I mean, it was, again, you have the basic outline of the scene, and then what's so amazing about Larry David is, because a lot of times when people are doing improv,
yes.
they're trying to win the scene with the funniest line. And he is, if anything, setting you up to be even funnier. And in doing so, he ends up being even, because what he's saying is like, so you got her to, she bought the, because he gives me this really stupid story to say that I'm a competitive eater, and she buys the story. She goes, she bought that lie. That was the stupidest thing. I'm like, I know, like, that was like a, that's like a Goebbels level lie. No, I go, who is the guy who said the bigger the lie, the more people believe it? He goes, Goebbels. I go, well, you gave me a Goebbels level lie. And he goes, well, Goebbels is the goat of lying. Like, I got a girl, like, he's so, it isn't even in his head that he's talking about a Nazi. Just like, I'm really good at lying. Like, and he's so, and that becomes the funniest thing in the scene. He's so delighted with himself that you're like, you realize you're talking about a Nazi. He always does that in these scenes. Like, he will set up the other people, and he brings in really, I mean, Richard Kind and Vince Vaughn,
yeah,
and these just amazing improvisers. And he is just so good at a lot of him, because he also understands it's the straight guy that always, it's the guy that's incredulous. It's like,
yeah.
What are you talking, you know, that J.B. Smoove. I mean, half the times, half those scenes with J.B. Smoove, it's just Larry cannot believe what's coming out of J.B. He's like, wait, what? And it's so hilarious. I also love the scenes when he's out in public and he's having what should be the most inconsequential exchange with a person. Mm-hmm. And you can see him, he can't help but make it worse. And I just feel like that's happened a lot in his life where he's like, just take your number and go get your food. And he has to then, is it necessary? Like, and then he can't, and then he causes a huge, and I just feel like that has happened so much in his life. And the fact that he has the wherewithal to step back and go, actually, this is comedic, even though I'm burning my life to the ground.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I got Patton Oswalt here on the Rich Eisen Show. Tea and Scotch is available now on the Gorilla Plus channel and the 800-pound Gorilla YouTube channel is coming up on June 9th. Check out his comedy special, their 10th comedy special. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Dink is a movie I've been hearing about. This is a Ben Stiller pickleball vehicle.
Ben Stiller pickleball vehicle.
That is coming out on July 24th on Apple TV. And yes, I cannot wait for that. So this is a pickleball movie?
Pickleball movie. Why am I blanking on his name?
Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson.
Ben Stiller.
So
and Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen.
She was here talking about that.
Oh, she was talking about that movie.
She was talking a little bit. I mean, when she was here with Ted Danson.
Yes.
I'm dropping names now.
Well, you know.
I'm looking forward to this because is this, for the lack of a better phrase, like a little bit of dodgeball being brought to
it's a little bit. It is very much they. The director, Josh Greenbaum,
mm-hmm.
God, I'm blanking on it. He's an amazing. He did that amazing documentary with Will Ferrell and Will's transgender friend.
Okay,
Will and this morning.
They went on a
road trip.
Yeah, right.
Incredible director. So he does a great thing where it's that classic snobs versus the slobs. It's the tennis players at this country club versus the pickleball and the pickleball guys. And then he just works all these weird variations on that theme, including he does such a great take on the classic big showdown at the end where our hero has to redeem, the outcasts and bring it. And he really has fun with kind of making fun of, it's still a very satisfying ending, but also really funny. The riffs he dings off it, and the villain in the movie is Ed Harris. He's the guy. He's the head of the country club who only wants tennis.
Okay,
and there were a couple of scenes I did with him where I'm being this. I'm like one of the big pickleball advocates.
Attaboy.
And I do all this dialogue at him, and there's one scene, one take. I don't know if they used it because I haven't seen the whole movie yet. I've seen scenes of it where he just, instead of saying his line back to me, he just stares at me. And an Ed Harris stare is just earth-scorching. Like, you just want to die when he's just staring at you. And so he does all these great, it's like Tommy Lee Jones in Men in Black, where he's just cannot believe the idiocy around him. And he's so funny.
Ed Harris, you do realize he's acting, though, right? When he's staring a hole through you.
I mean, yes, but it's Ed Harris. Face, those eyes.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
He is just intense.
Did you play your own pickleball scenes, sir?
I played my own pickleball scenes. We had pickleball warm-up scenes. But then there's a scene at the end with this big match, and they brought in these professional tennis players who the director was like, okay, I need the ball to come in, curve like it's going to go to the left, but then land on the right. It goes okay, and he would exactly hit it. It's like these aces that just they come in and they do all of the get everything to land where they want to land. It was fascinating to watch.
But people who see Dink and watch you on the screen, that's you really playing pickleball.
there are scenes of me playing pickleball. There are scenes where Jake is playing again. I'm not going to say who he plays against.
Okay,
but There are scenes where Jake was really, really playing, as was the other guy. But then there were some very specialty shots. Mm. They brought in some ringers
to
just go, we need this to hit this way.
Okay.
And that was, like, even crew members would gather around and go, is he actually going to do this? And he would.
How about that?
Very weird.
So I'm just wondering how competitive it was on the set, Pat.
Well, there were a couple of times we were warming up where it did, even though we were trying to act like, hey, we're just playing pickleball, it did get to be a little, because pickleball isn't about prowess and power. It's all strategy and trying to And
this movie's not called Smash, it's called Dink for Dink. A reason. Right?
And Dink is a devastating move you can pull on somebody.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
That's how you can win a point.
Exactly.
Listen, these guys around here don't understand pickleball.
I'll tell you why, because they want the big He-Man, you smash, and that's how you win. It is so, and that's what the movie deals with that. It deals with the Jake Johnson, the tennis player, struggling with the, wait, I can win just by, yes, just do that.
Counterintuitive.
Yeah.
It wins the day. Listen, I know the way you feel about pickleball, Chris. I know the way you feel. TJ, you too. It's a wiffle ball. It's a small racket. It's a little court. It's like a mini court.
Sure.
And thus, it's not a sport.
Yeah.
I'm here to say
Between every point,
yes,
you put on a frilly dress and sip tea. I know that that's but that is part of the game. Like, that is what gets you in the mindset. If you would just let go of all that,
yes. Maybe I need to.
Please,
no. Have you yet to do it?
No, never played.
He's afraid he's going to tear his Achilles.
I'm also not a man of a certain age.
Just went there too.
Wow.
He's in his 40s, but
he just went there too.
I would save that clip.
Yes.
And just keep it in the back holster.
In the pocket, yeah.
Wait about 5 years.
Yeah. Then I will be.
And when he's suddenly playing pickleball, you're like, oh, that's weird because what was that thing you said?
Yeah.
I'm not a man of a certain age.
Pickleball keeps certain physicians in this town in business.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not easy to do. It's a full-on workout. It's the real... Okay, listen.
It is a game not of physicality, not only of physicality, but of the mind and strategy and cunning.
That's why this man's
There's a chess dink. Element to it, baby.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Dink.
Dink.
Ben Stiller,
Mary. Dink it up.
I am looking forward to
Listen,
it.
Listen, what camera's on me right now?
There, you're on it. Right.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
July 14th. Think dink.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, I think it's July 24th. You want to do that again?
God damn it. Ready? Here we go. Don't lose the other one. I want people to know you can still come back from adversity. Here we go. Ready? July 24th. Think dink. There you go. There's your trailer.
Yeah, you were a second serve guy.
I was a second serve guy. That was a let.
There you go.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt, Tea and Scotch, available now, right now on Gorilla Plus, correct?
Is Gorilla Plus Comedy and streaming.
Very good. And streaming on 800-Pound Gorilla's YouTube on June 9th.
June 9th. It's
right around the corner. Great to see you, man.
Good. Thanks for having me in.
Anytime.
Man. Yeah.
Anytime. Absolutely. And we'll make sure the water's the right room temperature as part of your contract.
This is fantastic.
Thank
buddy.
You very much, ladies and gentlemen. Patton Oswalt, everybody, right here on the show. We'll wrap things up.
Dink.
All your phone calls and more. Think dink.
Yay.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Bing bong, look who's here for No Contest Wrestling. It's ladies and gentlemen, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Hey. Yes. Hello, neighbors.
Or should I say...
Thank you.
Generalissimo.
You see Jackson. Him? Boy, that boy regal.
Look at this shiner.
That's by the way,
very,
sorry.
Very nice. That's a your neck's not that far away from your shoulder.
It's all right. I wasn't there to pose.
This is not.
I wasn't there to pose.
Yeah, look at this.
It's a Mike Glennon situation.
It's a Mike Glennon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Rich, you have
Davis
to get
Mills, the Davis Mills of the
Davis
Rich
Mills,
Burton
yeah.
Hanks,
yeah,
Burton
yeah.
Hanks,
yeah. Yeah.
He'd be long necking.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, your head's much closer to your torso than this,
and much larger.
You do have a big head. That's true.
Thanks, man. It's a lot of thoughts in here.
Thank you, generally.
We found out that last week.
Yeah, man, I took care of everybody while you were gone.
I want to take this phone call first. Tim in Arizona, you're here on the Rich Eisen. Tim's got a question. A lot of people ask me some of them. Here we go. What's up, Tim?
First of all, I have to say, rest in peace, Larry Fitzgerald and Raymond Barry.
No doubt.
Two great, great, great people.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald Sr. Passed away as well. So, right, you mentioned. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sr. And Shea killed it last week. Everybody killed it last week. Thank you.
No, thank you to O'Shea and Susie being here and the guests as well. I appreciate it. What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, actually, I'd like to ask you this question. I actually am a Pacer fan, And I really enjoyed last year's series, even though we didn't win. It was such a great series, mm-hmm. okay? And I know you're a Jets fan, and I know you're a Knicks fan. And I hate this term because I actually have a daughter named Sophie.
Okay.
But I'd like to ask you a Sophie's Choice question.
Okay.
Rich?
Yeah.
And it's Knicks or the Jets? Who, if you had to choose between the two, would you choose the Jets Super Bowl or the Knicks winning the championship, which they can?
I can only choose one.
You can only choose one, of course.
One is a lot closer.
One is only four wins away right now, huh?
A lot closer. I love
it. He's just talking.
That's what I called.
He's not talking about recency bias, though. He's saying, which one would I? I'll go Knicks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would.
I've been out on the
Jets a while. It's been a while.
I didn't expect that, Chris. Did
passionate
you?
Passionate Rams fans. Well, yeah, I've seen the tide turn in recent years.
Yeah.
But the Knicks have technically won a championship in your lifetime, and the Jets.
I don't recall either one, though, man. The Jets were just as I was being born, and the Knicks were when I was four. So I don't remember that. And I've been to more Knicks games than Jets games and things of that nature. So thanks for the call, Tim. Greatly appreciate it. Yeah. It's Tim in Arizona. Yeah.
Timmy.
What a guy, that Tim.
All right, you want to make a prediction in the finals? We're all about to do it.
Okay.
I want a prediction in the finals, and I want a prediction of who's the MVP. And this is why Knicks fans are nervous, and why after they beat the Cavs in game one, coming back from 22 down, and you're sending a text, bing bong, to our phones, our voice text.
Yeah.
They were chanting, "We want Wemby." The streets, and I'm like, careful.
Yep. Guys don't like stuff like that, bro.
Well, it's not just that. It's because we are in the process of potentially witnessing rather than watching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Wemby saying this, when was this? Right after the finals, right? Right after game seven. Him saying this is exactly
what I'm most excited about. Feeling what I felt when that buzzer went off again and again and again, and even more. You work all these hours we put in. It's for this type of emotions. Like I want that. I want to win so bad. It's like my life depends on it.
Yeah.
Do you get 22-year-olds talking that way? He sounds like he's been waiting 20 years for this moment.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I haven't heard one like that since Kobe Bryant or LeBron James. You know, and it's hard not to root for him, but I'm gonna do a very good job. Bing bong.
Baby. Do you want to go first then?
No. Please, okay. I'm a guest this time.
Chris, you go for it.
Predict it. Spurs in six, and six. Because I'm financially invested, Stephon Castle MVP.
Stephon Castle MVP is nuts.
Man,
what's up, TJ?
Me now? Okay.
Yeah, you.
Well, I made this declaration a couple weeks ago, so I got to stick with it. Mitzelplix, pick up sticks, Nixon six. MVP, I got to go with my guy, the guy who's brought me a lot of torture and torment, but it's all done in good fun. I'm going to go with the big bodega, the big cat, Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, man. I think you want to go next.
Yeah. You know, my tag team partner, spitting rhymes like he usually does. You know, that's how we do at NCW. And NCW right now is a New York City win. All right. So right now we're going Knicks in six. OG Anunoby.
I don't think it. I wouldn't take the field. If the Spurs win it, it's going to be Wembanyama. If the Knicks win it, it's Brunson. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, but that's easy.
I think that may be easy, but it's also, you know, I want to be accurate. I'm not just going to be.
I mean, you are Rich Eisen.
Zagging. Just, pardon me, everyone's zigging.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Knicks in six, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It just sounds so good.
That's my heart. My head says it's going to be Spurs in seven. This thing's going to go deep.
Yeah. I honestly don't care who wins for the first time. I'm just here to watch and enjoy.
But my heart says Knicks in six, you know, and Josh Hart, an actual, you know, figurative heart.
Yeah.
This is the best Knicks team of my life. And I've seen them, you know, in the Pat Riley era. I saw them, you know, in the Van Gundy era. I saw them with Ewing. I've seen them with Bernard King. this team, you take a look at the 99 finals and see who started for the Knicks. Obviously, Ewing was hurt. But the rest of the team, too, with all due respect to those legends that show up. This team is deeper and better.
Yeah.
I think.
I just think it's one of those series that the X factor, you know, the player that says like, okay, these guys are going to do their thing or get clamped. What am I going to do? And I believe in OG like that.
And I think Castle could be that guy. And I think Cat could be that guy.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you got Stockholm syndrome. You just love your captor. Carl Anthony Towns.
Big Bo.
Oh, man. Don't
all right, we'll hit game one on Thursday's show. NCW's
so Ruka. In a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.